Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Open to Higher Self, a philosophy of Albina Spa and Resource Center. I'm only on tonight to just tell you that I will be away for 2 months. In that time, I will be fasting, cleansing my body, mind, and spirit. Along with that comes with the emotions. I will be joining Queen Afua, which is located in New York City, on a 21 days detox fast. I will be also consulting my elders, addressing my next level of spiritual elevation. I just want to let you know, in that time, I will be preparing for many things. That is the time that I will introspectively go through different things. I will return back on air August the 6th, 2009. Now, one might ask, why will I do a 2 month fast? Well, I am doing a 2 month fast because I want to work through various of challenges, and in that, I want to bring forth some very profound divine healing on all aspects. I will be visualizing and removing and placing things into their proper places. So, fasting for me is just one medium, because I have many others that I do use. Join me on this fast for how long that you can go throughout the fasting period. That is between you, your body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Now, fasting is a period of abstinence from all food and for a specific time. fluids are consumed. And at the time that one go through the fast, they need to be very conscious that the fast is there for them to strengthen themselves. So, this is one medium, as I have expressed, that I will be using. Now, during this time, I will be also taking in some vitamins and minerals. I go through the fast through phases. I will be drinking herbal teas, a lot of water. I will be taking myself through this slowly. Now, why am I fasting, as I express, to bring forth healing? There are various reasons one will fast. Of course, physiologically, what you're doing is giving your intestines, the digestive system, the ability to slow down and not overwork itself. Fasting restores good digestion and elimination. It also, as I expressed, physiologically, it will give the digestive organs a rest. Energy is saved once one goes into a fast. It allows one to self-heal and do self-repairing. Of course, I will be cleansing and detoxing, purifying my body. And as I am purifying my body, I will be purifying my emotions, my mind, and my spirit. In this time, because I started today, that I do this fasting. Each day, I will meditate more than I have before. I will chant Dikha mantra and I will hum. I will lift up the spirit of Universal Divine Creator, welcoming the presence and the power of Universal Divine Omnipresence, while empowering myself. And while empowering whatever I visualize that I want into place. I want you to understand that fasting is very personal, and each one should make sure that they are capable of doing it. If you have any illnesses that will prevent you from fasting, for any prolonged period of time. I have a suggestion that maybe you take yourself into a fast very slowly, eating a lot of raw fruits and vegetables. And then juice your raw fruits and vegetables. You're building up your body. And then, slowly but surely, drink plenty, plenty of water. Take yourself into a fast of water. Elimination is very important. So, again, if this is possible for you to do, high eminence are essential. Taking into your body teas that will assist you on your elimination process. Yes, I will say to you that it might be challenging, but look towards your faith, your hope, and look towards the power that you have within. I also will be reading certain spiritual scriptures and reading certain books. Yes, I will be doing this for 2 months. I have asked many people to join me on this fast, and about 4 people have agreed. So, if you would like to join me, you could email me anytime at ALV like Victory, INA, SS, SAM, PAA at yahoo.com. So, how I decide that I'm going to do this, which I started today, I drank a lot of water and some herbal teas to tone my kidneys and my liver, and I ate a piece of fruit, raw fruit, okay, it wasn't dried or concentrated, and I drank a lot of water, as I said, and tea. Now, when you begin your fast, you have to avoid cooked foods, cooked whole grains and whole grain flour or any flour products, bread, pasta, vegetables, protein, soy products, dairy products, eggs, junk food. You have to avoid all those things, any artificial sweetening. Caffeine, coffee. Also, you take yourself into this slowly. So I decided that I would do this for 3 days, eat raw fruits and vegetables and juice at the same time have been with drink a lot of water and detoxing teas. On my fourth day, I plan on just juicing raw vegetables and fruits. And I will do that for 3 days. Then, after that, I plan on drinking plenty of water, fasting after those 6 days of fasting on fruits and vegetables and juices. I will be drinking water, and I will be drinking that for 4 days. And then slowly again, I shall take myself into the Master Cleanse Fast. While I'm doing this, I will be doing some limbic breathing. And what limbic breathing is that I concentrate on the exhaling breath, breathing very slowly outwardly. Very, very slowly outwardly. And I plan on doing the Master Cleanse Fast for 40 days. And the remaining time afterwards, I will go back to drinking water. And then, the latter days, I will go back to juicing raw vegetables and fruits. And then, I will wean myself back into eating. I will be praying and meditating that all that join me, that they will have a wonderful spiritual healing journey, and that they may be empowered on heights more than they could ever visualize. Before I leave, there are two things I will do. I will say a prayer, and then I will also play Mary Electrica, Breathe Peace, Healing Tones. I come to you, divine power and light. Hear me as I call out to you. For you are the guiding power and spirit in my life. I uplift you and glorify the divine essence of all that you are. Your divine wisdom, your divine power, your divine light comes to me each and every day, and I am grateful. I walk in this light. I live in this light, and I am always, continuously breathing, doing, thinking, being, and healing in your divine light. Hear me as I call out to you, asking you and requesting that you be so forever guiding my presence, my mind, my body, my heart, and my spirit. Remove all those things that are not good for me. Remove all those things that have hindered me. Remove all those things that try or walk around me that are not good for me. I call upon your divine power and light, and I know that you are with me and that you have destroyed all those things that are not good for me, and you have erected me, that I am empowered by your divine light and power, that I am illuminated by your divine light and power and love. I give all praises to you for uplifting me, for empowering me, for strengthening me. I give all praises, for I know that I am, that I am. Because of your guiding power and your divine light, for we are one, for you have created me, that all things are possible because of your divine guidance and power, and that I am able to do all because of you. That I'm willing and able and ready to walk in your divine light, being empowered, encouraged, and having increased self-love and awareness. Empower my spirit, my mind, and body so that my emotions will be balanced. I adore you, and I lift you up. As such, I am adored and lifted. I encourage, I magnify you, and I honor you. As such, I am encouraged, I am magnified, and I am honored. I give praises to you, for you are all things. And these things that I say, these words that I speak, they are so humbly said because I adore you and love you, and I know that you love me too. For I am forever in your infinite love, care, power, and guidance.